From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Even when the government considers air pollution to be at acceptable levels, children with severe asthma apparently suffer respiratory problems. That's the finding of a study appearing in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
In 1997, the Environmental Protection Agency set national limits on how much ozone and particulate matter is permissible in the air. Ground-level ozone is an air pollutant that is harmful to breathe. It's a main ingredient of urban smog. It's created when nitrogen and other organic compounds from things like motor vehicle exhaust and industrial emissions combine in the presence of heat and sunlight. Beginning in 1998, small studies began to suggest that the EPA's standard for peak ozone levels failed to protect children with asthma. So researchers at Yale University conducted a bigger one. Lead investigator Jane Ann Grant says during the spring and summer of 2001, they followed 271 asthmatic children.
We looked at their symptoms every day, and then we looked at the pollution levels every day. And we had no particular reason to expect that there would be any relationship between the two, because we knew just from looking at the data we got from the Department of Environmental Protection that the ozone levels were not actually particularly high in the summer of 2001.
EPA data from Connecticut and southern Massachusetts, where the children lived, showed that on just 3 days that spring and summer, ozone levels for the region exceeded the EPA's peak hourly standard of 120 parts per billion. The mean hourly ozone level for the region that summer was just 59 parts per billion, while levels of fine particles in the air remained low all summer. But the researchers found that the children with severe asthma, those who required pills or inhalers to control their condition, still suffered adverse effects of ozone in air pollution.
We found that for each 50 part per billion increase in the level of ozone, their chances of wheezing on a particular day would be increased by 35%. The chances of chest tightness would increase by 47%.
On peak ozone level days, Gent says use of medication among the children increased 8%. Previous studies of children living in highly polluted areas of Los Angeles and Mexico have shown similar effects of ozone. Dr. George Thurston, an associate professor of environmental health at New York University, says the government can't do anything about pet dander and dust mites, common allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Thurston says air pollution is one of the few triggers that can be legislated and regulated.
I think it's the right of Americans to be able to go outdoors and enjoy the environment around them. So they shouldn't have to hide from this. Ultimately, I think we have to take some action to deal with this problem and make the air safe for everyone to breathe.
Under federal law, EPA officials are required to reevaluate air quality standards every 5 years. John Bachman is Associate Director for Scientific Policy at the EPA office that sets national air quality standards.
We recognize that there is no standard we can set above zero that would be totally risk-free, and we do understand that there can be some risk of effects even at the levels we set them.
Bachman says an even more restrictive national ozone level standard of 80 parts per billion for every 8 hours of concentration is currently being phased in. But the Yale researchers say even with the change, children with severe asthma are still likely to suffer harmful effects from ozone. Vicky Quay, NPR News.